Please, let me go. I need to get back to the ship. I sound tired, defeated. I hope he can understand the feeling behind the words, even if their exact meaning is elusive. He doesn't smile or frown. His mouth is smooth and sleek, a gray slash of peace across that weathered skin. I can't tell what he's thinking as he stares at my bound hands. I shift them behind me and let out a little hiss, hoping he'll feel sorry for me or at least believe I'm too pathetic to pose a threat. I don't expect his fingers to feel so soft when he touches me. He may have an extra joint or two, but his hands are still humanoid. It looks like his fingers should bend in all the right ways, so I don't believe he'll have any trouble releasing the knots, if that's what he wants to do. Instead, he's sliding the sides of his fingers against my skin. He makes one of his undersea groans again, but it's even deeper, a plucked bass string whose vibrations bloom into something rich and wondrous. Maybe it's just the head injury, but the sound is making me feel a little hazy. The tension seems to melt from my shoulders. His fingers continue to strum across my skin, pads first, and then he turns his hand to stroke with the smooth backsides of his talons. Stop. It comes out as a whisper, and I hate that I sound so weak. One more strange caress, and then his hand stills. He's watching my face, and I can't escape those eyes. His slitted nostrils expand, filling and thinning on repeat as his wings shake behind him, rising slightly as he inhales. I pull my wrists away from the trunk to call attention to my bindings and effectively kill the moment. My hands... Please untie me. I'm calm now,